Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, there's great excitement in Pine Ridge. Lum and Cedric were to appear in court yesterday on a counterfeiting charge, but both of them failed to make their appearance. It has now been learned that Cedric broke out of jail, and he and Lum have both mysteriously disappeared. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Squire Skimp is just entering. Listen.
Well, morning, Squire. Come in, come in.
Yeah, morning, Abner. Any news about Lum yet?
No, Squire, I ain't heard a thing about him or Cedric, neither one. I just talked to Cedric's papa a while ago. He's awful worried about that boy. His woman's almost sick in bed over Cedric disappearing that way.
Well, one can hardly blame the good woman, Abner. I can't for the life of me see what Cedric expected to gain by breaking out of jail.
Well, he more than likely never knowed what he's doing. I know he wouldn't have did it if he'd knowed he's doing something wrong.
Well, no, he's a good boy. I'll grant you that. He's just a little... Well, frankly, he isn't one of the brightest boys I've ever known, Abner. I imagine that as soon as he thinks the coast is clear, he'll go right direct to his home.
Well, Caleb thinks he's already been home, because yesterday they discovered his car had been took out of the garage.
Well, that don't sound so good. Well, he's evidently planning to get as far from here as he can, then. It'll go hard with him if they ever catch him now, Abner.
Yeah, he ought never to have did it.
You don't suppose that Cedric and Lum have gone away together, do you?
Well, I don't know, Squire. I found out Lum was missing quite a while before I knowed Cedric had broke out of jail. I think Lum is more than likely hiding in one of them old caves up there on Piney Mountain somewhere.
Well, wherever Lum has gone, Abner, this is the worst mistake he's ever made. He was an innocent man. I admit the evidence was definitely against him, but still he was innocent. And now, by running out this way, he's made it look as though he was admitting his guilt.
Oh, why did he ever do it?
I just wonder if Lum realized how serious a thing he was doing, skipping out when he was under bail bond and failing to appear for his trial. He just added two more infringements of the law to his record right there.
Well, now, what will they do about that bail, Squire?
Why, the bail will have to be forfeited.
Have to be what?
Forfeited. That is, whoever put up the bail will lose it.
You mean I won't get that money back?
Oh, did you put up that bail, Abner?
Yeah, me and Lum together did. I mortgaged my place for all I could get at the bank, and Lum mortgaged his, and then with what little money we had in the store account while we had enough.
Well, I'm afraid you're out of luck then, Abner. When a criminal skips his bail, that money is forfeited.
You mean I'll lose my place?
Well, you will unless you can produce Lum. That's the only chance you've got of saving that money.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm afraid Lum has gotten himself into something this time that he won't get out of, Abner. He'll remain a hunted criminal the rest of his life.
Well, will they put bloodhounds on his trail?
Well, that depends. If they think he's hiding in the mountains or someplace that the dogs can pick up his trail, they might use them.
Wait a minute. I believe that's all right. Might be old Lum right now. I just can't believe he'd skip out of here and leave me to pay all that money. Hello, Lum? Huh? Oh, what is it, Pearl? No, I ain't had a chance to talk to her yet. Well, honey, I ain't got time to think about that now. Well, I will. Don't worry. Where is your mama now? Oh, she is, huh? Big trouble. Well, all right. I'll try to talk to her about it tonight. All right, honey. All right. Goodbye. That weren't Lommy, just my daughter, Pearl.
Yes, I gathered as much, Abner.
She'd want me to talk to her mama about letting her keep a little collie pup that the Bates children give her. Elizabeth's again. She says that hound dog of mine over there causes enough trouble without having another on the place.
Well, collies are a nice dog, all right, Abner.
Oh, little Pearl had just got her heart set on keeping it. The children brought the pup over there a while ago, and I've been so worried about all this other trouble, I just plumb forgot to talk to Elizabeth for her.
Well, I think the fact that Lum has skipped his bail is a little more important just now, Abner.
Oh, my, yes. Law me, I never dreamed they'd keep all that money I put up.
Why, certainly they will. That's why they have you put it up.
Yeah, well, now, what would you do if you was in my place, Squire?
Well, I'd try my best to figure out where Lum went. And I'd go get him and make him come back here and stand trial like he's supposed to do.
Yeah, that might be the best thing to do. Wait a minute, though. Whilst I hate to lose my place, I'd rather do that than have Lum sent to the penitentiary. No, sir. I'd doggy just let him keep that money, and old Lum can go free. Me and him can make it back somewhere or other.
Well, that isn't the thing, old Abner. Lum can't go free. The law will keep looking for him the rest of his life. He hasn't got a chance in the world. Wait a minute. Isn't that Mr. Fremont coming in there?
Who?
Fremont, I believe his name is. You know, you met him in there at the sheriff's office yesterday. He's the boss of this fella Adams that arrested Lum and Cedric.
Oh, yeah, that's who it is. I knowed I'd saw that face summers before.
Well, here, he's more likely wants to talk to you about Lum, Abner, so maybe I better get on out of here.
Aye, doggies, he won't find out nothing from me. I can tell him that right now.
Well, I'll see you later, Abner. And if you hear anything from Lum, why, let me know.
Yeah, I will, Squire.
Well, so long, wonderful world.
Yeah, reckon so.
Well, good morning, Mr. Fremont. Good morning, sir.
I do.
I'm M.K. Skimp. I met you at the sheriff's office yesterday.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Mr. Skimp.
I haven't heard anything from our good friend Lum, I don't suppose.
No, nothing new.
Come on in, Mr. Fremont.
Yes. Well, good morning, Mr. Peabody.
Good morning.
Good day.
Well, good day, gentlemen.
Good day, Mr. Skimp.
So long, Squire. Here, take this chair here, Mr. Fremont.
No, this is quite all right.
Well, now, here, just try this once. This is Lum's chair. It's a heap more comfort than that other. It's a swivel chair. See, you can swing around on it like a pie in a stew. Look here.
Oh. Yes, very interesting.
Oh, it's a lady's thing, I reckon. Oh, Lum sure enjoyed sitting in this chair. Just sat here by the hour and doze. Think, he called it. He loved to sit here and think out big problems.
Hmm. You think quite a bit of Mr. Edwards, don't you?
Oh, I ain't thought of nothing else for the last 2 days.
You are great friends.
Oh, yeah. We've been partners here for years.
By the way, where is he?
Why, he's, I don't know. He's left, I think.
Mr. Peabody, let's not waste words. I'm out here for one purpose. To find Mr. Edwards.
Oh, do you know where he's at?
I said, let's not waste words.
Oh.
Edwards is doing himself a great injustice by skipping his bail and failing to appear at his trial yesterday. He's only postponing matters. There's no doubt that we'll apprehend him sooner or later. And it'll be a lot easier on him if you'll come in and... or tell him to come in and give himself up and save us the trouble of tracking him down. I'm sure the court will take that into consideration.
Yeah, they would, huh?
Now, I know that you know where he is. And you'll be doing him a great favor if you'll tell us where he is.
Well, you'd arrest him, wouldn't you?
He's already under arrest. Now, can't you see, Mr. Peabody, this is for his own good. He can't evade the law the rest of his life. Now, come on. Where is he?
Why, he's went to visit some of his relates, I think.
Oh. Hiding out with some of his relatives, eh? Where?
In Africa, or Alaska, I think. Summer's around there.
Africa or Alaska?
Yeah.
Those aren't very close together.
No, I don't reckon they're... See, his relays don't live very close together. They move around a lot. Lum never has definite located here, facts is. They're awful nervous sort of people. Sort of gypsies, I think.
How long has Mr. Edwards lived here?
Oh, Lum, he's just been here 30-odd year. I figured he's going to locate permanent here, though, till this come up.
Mr. Peabody, frankly, I don't believe your partner has gone to either Africa or Alaska.
You don't, huh?
No.
Well, where do you think he's at, then?
I believe he's right here in Pine Ridge.
Where?
Well, I don't know. That's what I expected you to tell me. But I can see that I'm wasting my time.
Well, you err if you expect to get anything out of me. If Lum wants to hide out and not go to the penitentiary, that's his own business. I ain't going to help you none. Wait a minute. I believe that's all right.
Well, I think you're going to regret your attitude, Mr. Peabody, but if that's the way you feel about it, good day.
Good day. Hello? Jot 'em down, store talking. Abner Peabody talking. Huh? Oh, Pearl. No, I ain't had time to do nothing about that yet. Well, what's the matter of keeping him hid up there in the barn loft for now? Why, nobody ain't going to find him. Well, we can slip food and water up there to him. I will just as soon as I get home tonight. Well, now, stop worrying about it. I ain't going to let you get in no trouble. And all right. Goodbye.
Uh-huh. Just as I thought.
Huh? Well, I thought you'd left, Mr. Fremont.
Not quite. As a matter of fact, I'm glad I didn't miss out on that little phone conversation. I think you and I are going to take a little trip to that barn loft.
What barn loft?
No use pretending any longer, Mr. Peabody. I tried to do this the nice way, but you wouldn't cooperate. So now I arrest you for harboring a criminal and obstructing the progress of justice.
Ah.